Capitalism, The Unknown Ideal by Ayn Rand. Introduction. This book is not a treatise on economics. It is a collection of essays on the moral aspects of capitalism. Our approach can best be summarized by my statement in the first issue of The Objectivist Newsletter, January 1962. Objectivism is a philosophical movement. Since politics is a branch of philosophy, objectivism advocates certain political principles, specifically those of laissez-faire capitalism, as the consequence and the ultimate practical application of its fundamental philosophical principles. It does not regard politics as a separate or primary goal, that is, as a goal that can be achieved without a wider ideological context. Politics is based on three other philosophical disciplines: metaphysics, epistemology, and ethics, on a theory of man's nature and of man's relationship to existence. It is only on such a base that one can formulate a consistent political theory and achieve it in practice. Objectivists are not conservatives. We are radicals for capitalism. We are fighting for that philosophical base which capitalism did not have, and without which it was doomed to perish. I want to stress that our primary interest is not politics or economics as such, but man's nature and man's relationship to existence, and that we advocate capitalism because it is the only system geared to the life of a rational being. In this respect, there is a fundamental difference between our approach and that of capitalism's classical defenders and modern apologists. With very few exceptions, they are responsible, by default, for capitalism's destruction. The default consisted of their inability or unwillingness to fight the battle where it had to be fought, on moral philosophical grounds. No politico-economic system in history has ever proved its value so eloquently or has benefited mankind so greatly as capitalism, and none has ever been attacked so savagely, viciously, and blindly. The flood of misinformation, misrepresentation, distortion, and outright falsehood about capitalism is such that the young people of today have no idea, and virtually no way of discovering any idea, of its actual nature. While archaeologists are rummaging through the ruins of millennia for scraps of pottery and bits of bones from which to reconstruct some information about prehistorical existence, the events of less than a century ago are hidden under a mound more impenetrable than the geological debris of winds, floods, and earthquakes. A mound of silence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?